From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura says humanitarian convoys are ready to go.
The UN is ready to go. Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas, has not been received.
Special envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva he hopes deliveries can be made to Aleppo on Friday. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting sanctions unilaterally. On the eve of a key European Union summit meeting in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU.
Europa befindet sich an einem sehr entscheidenden
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after several days recuperating from pneumonia. Clinton headed to North Carolina, a closely contested state important to both major candidates.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail. As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Clinton's Republican challenger Donald Trump Thursday outlined his economic plan.
We must replace the present policy of globalism, which have just taken so many jobs out of our communities and so much wealth out of our country, and replace it with a new policy of Americanism.
Public opinion polls continue to show Trump edging closer to Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average of polls now shows her with a 1.8 percentage advantage. A New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters shows her with a 46-44% lead. But in a four-way race with two other candidates, Trump and Clinton are deadlocked at 42% each. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio spoke to the gathering.
We need more leaders and communities to take bold actions like this. As a global community, we must protect and value vital marine ecosystems rather than treating the oceans as an endless resource to be exploited and as a dumping ground for our waste.
Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protected areas around the world. Not treating prostate cancer in early cases of the disease is as effective as treating it, according to a British study. Research teams at the University of Oxford, the University of Bristol, and nine other centers in Britain found that watchful waiting is as effective in the long term as radiation or surgery. Consumer demand, the thing that drives most U.S. economic activity, slowed a bit in August. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month, according to data published Thursday by the Commerce Department. Analysts said sales of autos, building material, and furniture declined. The slowdown in consumer demand may reduce the chance that the central bank will increase interest rates next week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.